Hi, this is a dictation for Andrew Himes, A-N-D-R-E-W-S. Last name is Himes, H-I-M-E-S. Date of birth is 7/29/1964. Date of accident 5/9/2022. Date of service 11/1/2022. Mr. Andrew Himes is a victim of an automobile accident when he was a restaurant driver and was T-bone on the driver's side. His wife was traveling with him and impact caused him headaches along with dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, erectile dysfunction, and blurred vision and spots in the vision. In addition, there was severe neck pain and a lower back pain to the tune of 10 without any radiation to the arms or legs. However, he independently had a numbness of all the five fingers, both sides. He also reported some pain in the shoulder on the right side. And these symptoms continued. Physical therapy has continued. Chiropractic treatment have been given. Patient has seen neurologist and a neuropsych. His CT scan is being done. An MRI could not be done due to a large bullet. Currently, patient reports that other than these symptoms, he is doing okay. Pain level is 6 to 10. And there is some radiation to the left leg posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. The patient is able to do the abduction of the left arm up to 110 degrees. 30% improvement has been reported. And in the ADLs, patient reports that there is an issue with the general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship, people, sleep, and enjoyment of life, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. System review patient reports that he is suffering from headaches, which are 9, with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, and difficulty sleeping, fatigue, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression. However, he has no fainting, blackout, seizures, or confusion, disorientation, or loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has an ongoing pain in the area of the shoulders, which is the right shoulder, the left shoulder, and neck and the mid-back, lower back, and upper back, as well as stiffness in the neck, lower back, and the left shoulder. Some pain in the left hip and left knee is also reported, and the entire leg feels painful from hip to the knee. In the GI, patient has constipation, digestive problem, but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient has painful urination, however, no blood in the urine, and no incontinence of the urine or any frequency are reported. And in respiratory, there is a shortness of breath and asthma, but no trouble breathing or chest pain. Last 30 days, patient has worsened in the pain and no relevant medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss in last 30 days. No other trauma. Current pain medication is Ultram. Substance abuse, patient is utilizing marijuana for further pain relief. And the substance abuse patient is utilizing marijuana for pain relief. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals blood pressure is 142 over 75, pulse is 69, and pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is the same from previous visit, which is dated 10/27/2022, dictation number 1030-002, along with diagnosis. Plan of care is to continue all the medications that were filled last time, continue the physical therapy, neuropsych, and neurology, and patient is otherwise stable. His MRI, his CT scan will be done soon, and we'll meet after that. He's planning to go to Philadelphia driving, which is all right with me. Thank you.